Now recording.
Hi, this is Wadia Jamal.
I'm Rachel.
Rachel Walkenstein. We just came from seeing my beloved Mumia, Ebu Jamal, and surprise, much to our surprise, he was in a wheelchair. And though there was some improvement, not much. His feet and legs are swollen. The palm of his hands are blistered and dried up. And they hurt. And his feet look, they're so swollen, they had to be wrapped up. It's been a very scary ride for him as well as the rest of us. Not being able to be in contact with family members. Even lawyers, even. You know, we had no idea where he was. And they wouldn't give us any information. He said that they have to do another biopsy on him. He has to get the results of the second biopsy. They did one underneath his arm, like round between his arm and the side of his chest and his rib where the lymph nodes are. And the last one was on his left side. So we're waiting for the results of that. And
push out a little bit. Just past the trees.
Past the trees. We're being moved.
You're on a property right now.
From the guard is moving us. From the guard. All right. They moved us from in front of the facility because I guess we're, you know, he owns it or something. Ha, ha, ha.
We had to move 3 feet.
Yeah, right?
You know,
very funny.
Down here.
You know what I mean? So I also noticed that, all right, his forehead and all that was clear. But on the top of his head, you can see where I didn't see before, where that rash was on his head. So, that's, I mean, he acted like himself, he talked like himself, but he would occasionally just daydream off. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he in the middle of a conversation, he'll just kind of, like just, you know, just go over a little bit, you know, to the other side. And I told him to share, and he said he was. He said he thought he was thinking about him and I and the whole journey we've been through. And, every day throughout this whole journey, every day he thought about him and I, and always the children and the grandchildren.
Okay.
This is Rachel, Rachel Wolkenstein. I'm a lawyer, family friend, Wadia's sister, and just came from the visit with Wadia, seeing Mumia. And I also had a chance to speak to Eddie Africa as well, which I learned a whole lot about what's going on inside the prison from him. But first on Mumia, a few other additional things from Wadia's report is that Mumia said that when he was at Geisinger, the first 4 days there, he was wrapped every 4 hours in given Aristocort, which is the very high, intensive cream that's used not only for various skin conditions, but also for lymphoma as well. And he was smeared, his whole body was smeared with this, and then he was wrapped in gauze. And his face was even sort of covered, he said, to protect himself from the cream. This was done every 4 hours for 4 days. And then after that, Vaseline was put on him. He said he had quite a few different other tests besides the biopsy. He had colonoscopy. He had an endoscopy. He had various blood pressure. He had echograms. He had another. I'm a little upset myself here about this. So his skin, as Wadia said, it's got some minimally better, but it still is very, very marked, prominently marked in different places. I think that's what I had mostly about Mumia's condition. Wadia covered, of course, the main points about it. I was shocked as well seeing him in the wheelchair when he came down. Another little interesting thing is the head medical officer at the prison had told Wadia about a week or so ago that because his legs were so cracked and feet were so cracked, they were going to give him these sort of open slippers, like shower slippers, to wear, and he would be able to use that, unlike the type of cotton moccasins they have the guys wear when they come to the visiting room.
Sneaker slippers would... sneaker shoes without the lace shoelaces, and
go ahead, it's okay. So he was making trying to make the point about how good he was being about accommodating Mumia's very sore feet and the cracking and everything on it. So Mumia was wearing these sort of shower slippers, but Wadia asked him about it, and
I said, Steinhardt said he was gonna. Steinhardt said he gave you a pair of shower slippers, and he said, "Who?" I said, "Steinhardt." He said, "Steinhardt ain't giving me nothing. I bought these from the commissary."
This is just one small example of the type of misinformation, lies that are coming actually from the prison about Mumia's medical condition and other things as well. We could have a long list of them. But I do want to make some comments about some things that Eddie said to me, which were very, very useful. And one of the most important things, I think, is he said that, guys are mistreated all the time there, medically mistreated all the time. People are dying all the time in the prison. He said that given the publicity about Mumia and Mumia's case is that men in there are now filing grievances and they're complaining about stuff in a way where they had before sort of, thought maybe it wasn't worth it to do. And so I thought that was very, very good sign. And he's going to share information with us about a number of different very severe medical cases that have gone unpublicized over the past period of time that show, of course, systemic medical abuse and mistreatment coming from the prison. So all of that is very important. And he said that, in fact, there is a very serious problem in the prison with infections and skin rashes and everything like that have been going through the whole prison. He also shared that he himself is a diabetic and he gets insulin. He said, but there is no no policy or program in the prison for a diet. There's really no diabetic diet that's there. It's not possible to get the foods that you need, even through the commissary, even if you had the money to buy stuff yourself. And, of course, the treatment is really grotesque. So I found that, it was concrete affirmation of things that we know generally and that the studies are, and that this is rampant through Mahanoy, and that, in fact, various forms of retaliation and everything have been going on against the men there who have objected to that. And also got a chance to share about Major Tillery, who is now at SCI Frackville in the hole for 6 months without any visitation at all. Because he stood up for Mumia and other prisoners, there are other men who were sick and whatever, in particular Mumia, where he went up to John Carestes, who's the superintendent, and said to him, "You've got to take care of my man. He's dying. He looks like he's dying. You got to take him to the hospital." And for that first major's, actually his cell was tossed many times. Then he was transferred out of Mahanoy to Frackville without his legal property, which he still hasn't gotten a month later. And on April 30th, they just framed him up with a charge of having had somebody send to him a controlled substance under a stamp, which, by the way, the men don't get their stamps anymore. They're taken off beforehand, and, of course, they have no evidence that Major would have done this, and furthermore, he has never had a drug write-up in the 33 years he's in prison. So this is what's going on about Major Tillery, who is somebody who stood up for Mumia, and it's part of what the prison's doing, not only going after Mumia to try to silence him, not kill him outright, but is also to go after anybody who stands up for other prisoners.
Anything else?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Free Mumia, please, before they kill him. Please free him before they kill him.
What are we asking listeners to do?
To help free Mumia before they kill him.
With phone calls, emails.
Yes. All of it. Phone calls to the prison. Regardless to what they might say, he's not there or whatever, he's there. I just saw him there. I'm still here. I'm outside of the place, and I know that he had to will himself away. And my brother Eddie Africa was waiting for him at the door so that he could help him as, you know, get close to the infirmary as he could, because his weakness on his arms are weak.
It's a long struggle. It's a long struggle.
But his struggle continues.
And we need to get Mumia out.
Yes.
We need to get the Move 9 out.
Yes.
We need to get this prison system disbanded. We need to change the entire system in which creates the situation and has kept Mumia in prison for all these years, tried to execute him since he was 15 years old. We need to get Mumia out. Mm-hmm.
Movement goes on. The movement continue. Please continue to help free my beloved husband, Mumia Abu-Jamal, and my brothers and sisters of the Move 9, which in all of them, in every instance, every case, is innocent.
Thank you.
Of killing. They killed no one.
Thank you to everybody.
Thank you. Very much, everybody. The struggle continues, and please help us.